I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. And Ball Maxing is back for a third episode. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Eric Nadel's coming up here in 15 minutes. Looking forward to talking to him about Rangers and Royals and his trip to Cuba and so much more. And here's the Chief.
What a night it was for the two-time MVP, SGA, right after this.
Now there's a new trend called ball maxing.
Everybody has a preference. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like them tacky. Some guys like them brand new. Some guys like old balls. I mean, they're all different.
Do you still think the balls are juiced?
It's a great question, Rich Eisen.
Whose balls are juiced?
We're still trying to figure that part out.
Let's get some of those juice balls to the Globe. What do you say?
We need them, man.
We need juiced balls. I'll be there tomorrow.
I will as well.
I'm
looking
excited.
Forward to that.
We got our family day at the ballpark tomorrow. It's going to be awesome, man. Your girl's first trip to the ballpark?
100%.
Mine as well. This is going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
If they
looking
don't
forward
win,
to it.
I'm going to be super pissed.
Just like Thunder fans are today as they drop game six. The elimination opportunity for the Thunder was right there for the taking. 118-91, they get smacked around. Wemby shows up in his, was that like a monk-style outfit
so.
That he was
I think
wearing?
So. Yeah, I think that was monk gear.
He was locked in, dude. Yeah. Might need to start making that
outfit.
A habit.
He even had the sandals.
He did have the sandals.
Yeah. Lucius, how quickly into the game did you know that he had the eye of the tiger last night and he was ready to tear him up?
As soon as I seen him come out, walk out there, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I seen him with the Assalamu Alaikum gear on, I knew it was going to be real.
Yeah, he showed up and showed out in a pretty impressive manner. He was dropping the three bombs on you, and it was...
He wanted hard fouls.
Yeah, he wanted the hard fouls.
Yeah, what a monster, bro.
I know. I love it.
He's like really a bad guy on the court.
It's like, dude, if they're going to flop around like that...
Let's go for
him. Go ahead and make him pay a little bit. 28 points, 10 boards, 2 steals, 3 blocks. First player to reach those numbers in a Western Conference Finals elimination game since Kevin Garnett. Game 6 was Wemby's 8th game with 25 or more points and multiple blocks in a game this postseason. The most in a single postseason in Spurs history, passing Timmy D.
Oh.
Hell of a run this guy's on, and who would have known that it would take a Frenchman to bring the game policing itself back to the NBA?
Yeah, I love it, dude. He's all about the business, and SGA is taking some heat today. I mean, it was one of his worst playoff performances. Not used to seeing him suck quite that bad. And I love that the refs, they only gave him the 3 free throws. It's like, hey, man, you want to flail around and do your thing? We'll give you 3 chances to do that. We're not going to put you at the charity stripe 10 times tonight. So you're going to go 6 of 18 from the field. You're going to go 0-for from downtown, and you're going to be a minus 28. In the plus-minus. And he had a couple of nice highlights of him hitting the deck. It's crazy for such an elite athlete how many times he does end up falling down. But I liked that Jay Williams has a new segment on Get Up called Life Alert with SGA. Help me, I've fallen, I can't get up. And it's just nice highlight reels of him falling down oftentimes when there was no push, there was no shove. But... I liked this from former Nuggets point guard and North Carolina Tar Heel, Ty Lawson. Did you see his tweet last night?
Oh, dude, he was hot.
Yeah.
He was hot. I did see his tweet. I don't remember much of it, but I remember thinking, wow, this is scathing coming from a former player.
I know, man. Not a fan of the flopperoni pizza that is SGA. Things he'd rather do than watch SGA and be a Thunder fan. Number one, this is Ty Lawson, former NBA player. He would rather play hide-and-go-seek with Jeffrey Dahmer in an abandoned Chuck E. Cheese.
Ooh. You want to party? You want to party hardy?
That's how he kicks off the proceedings here. He has 4 things he'd rather do than watch SGA act like he's playing basketball. Number 2, be a Temu parachute tester.
the Temu online stuff. You can get like anything from Temu, but it's cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. Abby used to love Temu. Oh, Dad, look what I can get. Oh. It would show up. It was flimsy.
Temu parachute tester. That's pretty good. Number three, this is violent. This is aggressive.
Should we say this one?
Stick his piece in a blender.
Oh, what does he mean by piece?
That's a good question. I'm still trying to figure that part out.
Okay.
But there is some piece of something potentially attached to his body that he would rather put in a blender than watch SGA play basketball. And number four, he would rather lick a Port-a-John toilet seat at Coachella.
He would be.
My goodness.
It's behind. He's behind the times on that one. We've had people already do this one.
The Coachella?
Well,
Port-a-John?
So.
Or just
did we have
some nasty runs.
Yeah,
and he saw the aftermath of that. He saw the hospitalization that caused, and he'd still rather do that than watch SGA and be a Thunder fan. And I clicked the follow button after a tweet like that. You know?
Think this is how that everyone felt watching Dwayne Wade play?
Yes, to a significant extent, and maybe not throughout the course of his career, but
definitely 2000.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In the finals run, yes, when you had referees actively gambling on the outcomes there.
That was ridiculous.
That was bad, for sure. And that was, I think, more of a ref thing, though, than Dwayne Wade. It wasn't like Dwayne Wade was selling calls in such an aggressive manner like SGA is doing.
He was
the referees were the disaster there. They got put behind bars as they should have. And SGA is next.
I mean,
he's going to prison.
Lock him up.
NBA prison.
I also think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is one of the absolute best players in the game.
100%.
You know?
When he's not flopping around, he does make some awesome plays. He's got some awesome shots.
But I mean, you're not strong, right? You're kind of built like a male model.
Well, get strong.
You could.
He's built like a male model.
But
Carter Bryant.
I think in his defense, Carter Bryant.
That was aggressive. That was Carter Bryant saying, okay, if this is how you want to play basketball, I'm going to actually get physical with you.
So to me, Chief, I don't want to fight with you about this.
No,
but
I want you to.
I do,
let's fight.
I do think.
Don't be a coward, Dawson.
Don't
after his ass.
Don't flop in the fight either.
I do think if you're a finesse player and they're going to those lengths, that's just, that reveals how physical and aggressive and disrespectful they're being to one of the great of the game. So he's got to fight back however he can. He can't punch him. He doesn't want to get thrown out of the game. The way that you get overly aggressive opponents off you in the league is to flop. It's been that way for 40 years.
It's just never been. I just can't remember a time where it was. I mean,
Westbrook and Harden were worse, you know, with their hooking. And with the jumping into things. Remember the rip-throughs?
Yeah, the rip-throughs was a disaster with Harden. But he does the jump-into stuff. SGA does the jump-into stuff. And I get it. When you go ahead and you get the pump fake going and that guy jumps, you know, I understand that. But for me, it's just always, he's always peeling himself off the deck after borderline every possession, it feels like.
He's being aggressive as hell. Constantly, trying to get to the rack.
Constantly falling down on the hardwood, and it is annoying to watch. You don't see that with Jalen Brunson. It's not like you have a rampant thing where every time you watch one of the star undersized guards playing basketball, you go, here he goes again. I don't see Jalen Brunson doing that. Jalen Brunson would have every excuse as well. I'm undersized. They have all these different things. I'm trying to find advantages. Okay, well, I'm not going to fall down on the floor and pout like I'm 9 years old and then look at the refs like, I can't believe you didn't call that when the guy didn't touch me, but I fell down.
Yeah,
that's how SGA plays basketball. And when he doesn't do that, he does have a pretty game. It is a fun game.
It is. Very aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah. The rare possessions where he's not trying to bait the officials to make him fall down.
But one of the things I really like and respect about you as a broadcaster, Chief, is that you will attempt to be honest. So if I was going to ask you this question, how would you feel about him if you were a Thunder fan?
If I was a Thunder fan, I think I would probably understand the frustrations from around the league. But he's on my team. We're winning championships. I'm probably not going to freak out about it. You know, it's just kind of the nature of it. You get one of those pesky, like Dylan Brooks kind of dudes, and Dylan Brooks might be a bad example because he's not that good of a player, but one of those guys that everybody around the league just hates, but you're like, yeah, but he's on my team, so I appreciate him. So if I was a Thunder fan, you know, I'd probably go to bat for him to some extent, but as a non-Thunder fan and just a guy that likes to watch basketball, it is so freaking annoying to watch him play for 48 minutes a night, except for last night, because they got clobbered and he got clocked. Now, I did want to play this sound.
Because I think the guy that clobbered him should be probably suspended a game. You're going strong safety on the MVP?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
No, I get that. Hey, I totally get that. That was a conscious effort from Carter Bryant to go let out some frustration there. So, yeah, if they wanted to do something about it, by all means, go ahead. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard this sound, but you remember a few weeks ago when the San Francisco Giants outfielders had their little thrusty celebration, the trio of tips. And
excuse me?
You have former MLB player and San Francisco Giant and Texas Ranger, Will Clark, who has no filter.
No.
And as a matter of fact, on this podcast where he's talking about this, weeks later, he's still frustrated. He's wearing a shirt that says, like, I have no filter. But this is a pretty good sports rant here, clobbering the Giants, who have pretty much sucked this season, for their very zesty celebration.
Hey, look, when you go out there and you do your thing and, you know, you win a ball game or whatever, all right, you know, high fives or, you know, whatever. But to be 20-30 and then, you know, me watching out there and they got some sort of dance where they're doing a fucking pelvic thrust or something like that. I'm like, what the fuck is this, dude? You're 20-30. You don't have the luxury of doing that kind of bullshit out there. It looks chicken shit, all right? You know, go back, high-five each other. Nice job. We won one. Now let's keep it going. Let's keep the freaking train running. But the train has been off the tracks a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think I hated it nearly as much as you. I mean, just for the fact that...
Oh, I hate it. I hate it just because it's fucking stupid. You don't do it from a losing team.
You haven't even
earned the right to do it because you're fucking losing.
Got to earn the right to thrust, boys. Winners thrust, losers...
Don't they get thrust after thrusted. Wins?
That's a guy from my era.
But they're not thrusting after losses. They're only thrusting after wins.
Yeah. They don't have enough wins to justify the thrust.
I was at LSU when he was at Mississippi State. Sounds just, yeah,
you know, with these old trusty MLB people, you're suspending Uribe for the whole crotch chop deal.
Oh, no.
I thought it was great. Yeah. If they want to thrust each other, let them thrust.
We got Eric Nadel. Maybe we'll get his thoughts on this thrust gate.
What do you think about thrusting, Eric?
Up next here in the G-Bag Nation, we'll talk with the Hall of Fame announcer, your Rangers on the Fan.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.